Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome. It's Dave and Dan with the latest, well, actually Dan's not here. Dan's off this week, so it's just me. I'll be doing everything for you this week on the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. And since Dan's not here, we were going to be doing our annual predictions as to how each team is going to finish in the NFL in each division, playoffs, who's going to the Super Bowl, who's going to win the Super Bowl, and all that fun stuff. But since Dan can't be here this week, we're going to move that to next week when we do our podcast, our annual first round mock draft podcast for the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League. More fun on that next week. So I'm just going to pack it up again for the next episode. This week, though, you don't want to miss it. It's actually the 13th episode for this season, for this year. And I was sitting here thinking, do I do like the hotels and tall skyscrapers do and just skip number 13 and move right to 14? Or do I just keep it at 13? But hey, I'm not superstitious. So it's the 13th episode of this season, this season's podcast. And we're glad that you joined us. If you got friends that you want to entice into listening to the podcast, be sure to let them know where to find it. You can download the links on our website, mycffl.com, where we also have all the information that we're going to talk about today, the links for all our news and notes, all the gambling picks that we've made so far for this year. They're up there. We have the information for our Beat the Host contest this year, which I'm going to be getting into shortly. And then also, of course, our Fantasy Girl of the Week, your chance to take a break from all the difficult fantasy football stuff and just, what's the word that us old people use? Ogle some gorgeous, beautiful women. You know, unlike everywhere else in society today, we are not part of the Me Too movement. It's a joke. So enjoy the Fantasy Girl of the Week on the mycffl.com website. Like I said, let all your friends know. They can find the podcast multiple places. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on Podcast Republic, Podcast Addict. It's Google Play, and pretty much everywhere else you can find your podcast information. And we're not charging anything. We're not asking for donations. This is all done for free. We do it for the fun of fantasy football and the fun of, you know, doing a podcast. So no advertising breaks during the show, no sponsors to talk about, just a lot of fantasy football fun. You got questions, comments, concerns, email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com, cffpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at strap1971@yahoo.com. Again, we have our Beat the Host segment this year, and we're running it a little bit different. That's why we're talking about it right now. Usually we do one contestant each week. However, this year we're going to make it a season-long contest. We're going to take up to 14 contestants, plus myself and Dan. We're all going to be competing together. It's going to be a season-long contest, and it's going to run through, like I said, the entire NFL season. If you wish to participate, you just think about it ahead of time, because you're going to need to be available any weekend that you are not in the lead, that you are not the lead dog, as we say in the game. To enter, this is all you have to do. Simply send an email, cffpodcast@hotmail.com. In the subject line of that email, include the words Beat the Hosts. In the body of the email, include your name and your phone number. You can also enter on a fan line. Simply send a text to 414-520-8249. Include Beat the Host in the message along with your name and your email address. There's going to be a random drawing from all the entries that we get up until, you know, the week before the NFL season starts. And we're going to take up to 14 contestants for this year's giveaway. Prior to the kickoff of NFL Week 1, We are going to have an email draft with everybody that's been selected. All contestants are going to select one quarterback, one running back, one receiver, one tight end, and one defensive special teams. Points are going to be awarded each week. 1 point for every 10 yards rushing, receiving, or throwing. 6 points for every touchdown. And defensive and special teams will receive 1 point for every sack or turnover, as well as 6 points for every defense or special teams touchdown. After the contestants pick their teams, then Dan and I will select our teams from the remaining players. Each week, the contestant that finishes with the least amount of points for that week will be the guest on the podcast, and they will be allowed to switch any one of their players with any one of the other team's players, except for the team that finishes that week in first place. Does that make sense? So if you're in last place, if you're number 16 for that week, you're going to be on the line with us during the next taping of the podcast, and you're going to have a chance to take one of your players, one of your dog players, and switch them with any team between 2 and 15. Any one of their players. So you running back for a running back, it's got to be, you know, of course, be the same position. On top of that, you're going to have a chance to take any one of your other players and switch it with a player from the free agent list, anybody that hasn't been drafted or isn't on a team already. For doing this, each person is going to receive a Cheddarhead Fantasy Football podcast just for playing. And then there's going to be some great prizes. Not the usual stuff we give away, you know, the nice prizes. These are going to be great prizes for the teams that finish in first, second, and third place at the end of the season. Even if Dan and I take first and second, we're going to give the prizes to third, fourth, fifth, and so on. You know, whatever it is. First, second, and third, not including myself and Dan. Makes sense? Again, get your entries in. We're still taking them. They're starting to pile in, but we need more. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com. Beat the host in the text, in the subject line, and in the body of the text, your name and your phone number. Or send it to us on the fan line. 414-520-8249. Include Beat the Host in the message along with your name and email address. You can also use that fan line to get on the air. Simply 414-520-8249. Leave a message. We'll play it on the air for you like we usually do with our Mistakes Were Made segment with our executive producer. Or you can send us a text. We'll read it on the air. Just be nice. It's a family show, kind of. And we'll get it on the air for you. With all that in mind, it's time to get the show going, and we're gonna start with some news and notes. All right? I didn't think we'd have to start with the sirens this soon into training camp. However, whenever A.J. Green is on the field, there's a chance there's going to be an injury. And if we're going to start the segment with sirens, A.J. Green is the only player that you're going to start it with, right? So, as you know, A.J. Green went down in practice with what was thought to be a high ankle sprain. However, as can only happen with A.J. Green, he also ended up tearing some ligaments. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, which means, most likely, I mean, it's already been reported, he's going to miss at least 2 games, maybe more, of the start of the season. He's slipping down your wide receiver rankings list for your fantasy football leagues right now. And I'm going off our list for 14-team leagues right now. Right now, he's sitting at wide receiver 19, which is basically a third-round pick at the beginning of the third round. It's not good for a guy who's probably the best player other than Joe Mixon on that Cincinnati Bengals team. I've had such bad luck with A.J. Green, I can't even see taking him as my third receiver. I just can't count on him. Every time I have him, he ends up getting injured the first week that I end up playing him. This year, he's already taken care of that decision for me. So, yeah, A.J. Green. And with A.J. Green out of action for the foreseeable future, Joe Mixon, according to the Cincinnati Bengals, is now becoming an even bigger target for the Bengals fans. You have A.J. Green out. You have John Ross hurting his leg. You have offensive linemen who are either retiring or are missing the season with all kinds of torn up things. New head coach for the Bengals, Zach Taylor, is bringing in an outside zone running scheme to the Bengals team. And thus, he's expecting Mixon to have a breakout season. Look for Mixon to also be a down-the-field receiving threat, kind of the same way Todd Gurley was used as when he was healthy. Mixon is considered right now to be a early second round at best, late first round pick. He's right now the eighth ranked running back, which puts him right around the first pick in the second round. And Mixon, guy I wouldn't mind. Unless, of course, you're in a keeper league and the guy with Mixon is, you know, keeping him. And just what you want from a guy who is supposed to be your franchise back, Ezekiel Elliott is reported on planning an out-of-country trip to begin his holdout as his teammates started reporting to Cowboys training camp. I don't know how smart a move this is, or if it's even a true story, since Elliott is going to have to report by early August. I believe the date is August 6th. Elliott will need to be reporting to camp in order to get his accrued year, in order to become a free agent next season. The way it sounds, Jerry Jones and his son are not, you know, breaking down the house to back that money truck up to Ezekiel Elliott. As we've mentioned on previous podcasts, running backs are very, very tricky position in the NFL. They don't usually last very long. Their shelf life is very short. So to give them these huge, long, big money deals is not a very smart thing. Granted, Elliott deserves a nice contract, but he is, you know, not, he's not a wide receiver, which they're going to be getting the big money. Of course, your quarterbacks are going to be getting the big money. And even with him going to Cabo or wherever, whatever party island he's going to down in Mexico to air quote, work out, Elliott is still ranked as the number two running back on the board in your 14-team fantasy leagues. And the number three back overall, for some reason, it boggles my mind. They have Christian McCaffrey ranked ahead of him at number two, going as the third pick in your drafts. But, that doesn't make sense to me. Anyways, Ezekiel Elliott, look for him to make some noise along with his buddy over there in the Charger land, who we'll be talking about in a little while. After this offseason procedure on his knee, Sony Michel is opening Patriots training camp on the PUP list. You almost have to think that Michel is going to need to be on the field soon in order to keep Damian Harris, the newly acquired Damian Harris, from getting in front of him on the depth chart. The two backs are about the same talent-wise. Right now, Sony Michel, looking for him on my, he's my list right now. He's listed right around running back 20, making him a fourth-round draft pick, while Damian Harris is ahead of him right now at number 14, early to beginning of third-round draft pick for Damian Harris. Climbing steadily every day is Damian Harris, and he's going to be doing that so long as Sony Michel cannot be on the field. And expect 2019 to be a season-long audition for Houston running back Deonta Foreman, who has barely made the field over his first seasons in the NFL. He's reportedly going to need to prove that he deserves to be the lead back in 2020. Lamar Miller is hoping for Deonta Foreman to continue his, you know, downfall that he's been doing. And, because the longer Deonta Foreman doesn't produce, the better it is for Lamar Miller. Foreman, if you're looking on your list right now, check down around number 55. He's considered bench depth. Number 55, a ninth-round pick for Deonta Foreman. And depending on how that works out this year, if he can stay healthy, stay on the field, and be the workhorse that they are expecting him to be, he can be a nice late round surprise pick for you. His buddy on who's the starter right now, Lamar Miller, also considered. He's at the top of the bench depth chart. He's considered the 29th running back on the board, going right around the fifth round, in the middle of the fifth round. Take that for what you will, though. That's where my rankings have them. Amazing how a reported $3 to $4 million could keep a player out of camp, but that's the distance between Melvin Gordon and the Chargers on a new contract. Apparently, the Chargers are digging in their heels, and Melvin Gordon does not like it. So, do I think this is going to get messy? Does Gordon choose to give the Chargers the bare minimum this year, even if he does play at what he's currently signed at? I don't think so. I think that Melvin Gordon is going to sit the season out, much like Le'Veon Bell did, in demands of a new contract, and keep himself healthy. He does not want to play for, I believe, is the $5 million, rookie deal he signed. He wants at least $10 million, and the Chargers are not willing to do that. They are also in a driver's position on that. They don't need to do that with him. But Melvin Gordon is digging in his heels. His agent is demanding a trade. And with all that fun, Melvin Gordon is falling down your list also. He's right now listed as the number 13 running back, late first-round pick, which, again, I can't even justify either. There's no way, unless Melvin Gordon is in camp soon and he's happy and he... Well, if he comes in with his current contract, I don't want Melvin Gordon on my team at all, because he is not going to put in 100% effort, and I don't need that on my team. With my luck, I don't need that at all. Next guy, we're going to move to the receivers. Julian Edelman, he's expected to be sidelined for about 3 weeks with an injured thumb. He is reportedly wearing a small brace on the thumb, and the team is hoping to have him back in time for the third preseason game. Right now, with the injury, Julian Edelman sits around number wide receiver 18, which is a third-round pick for you if you're interested in the Julian Edelman bearded receiver type guy on your team. On the other hand, you got Cooper Kupp. He has received some good news, and in the fact that he has been cleared for all participation, medically cleared to participate in training camp. He's looking at returning to training camp shortly, and he is still reportedly on track for week one of the season. Right now, Cooper Kupp, right around number 24 for wide receivers, an early fourth-round pick. And we're going to go back to running backs for a little bit, because another guy cleared for training camp, Darius Geis for the Washington Redskins. Darius Geis, as you remember, in rookie year last season, went down early in training camp with a torn ACL. And he's been rehabbing all season, had a couple setbacks due to infections in his injured knee. But he is apparently back and running with the first team. So Darius Geis on your list right now, number 33 overall for running backs. He is considered a sixth-round pick in most fantasy leagues. And back to the thumb injuries for wide receivers. We have another one. Sterling Shepard of the New York Giants. He fractured his thumb this last Thursday, putting him on a week-to-week status. And this is a good news for the Giants, as they were expecting Shepard to be their leading receiver this year. The injury for Shepard knocked him down to right around wide receiver 37. On your draft boards. Another reason why Shepard's injury is not good news for the Giants is that Corey Coleman, he's going to miss the season now with a torn ACL that he suffered in practice also last Thursday. This is going to move a guy like rookie wide receiver Darius Slayton up the depth chart, even though he is fighting a hamstring injury. Not a lot of receiver depth over there at the Giants camp, and I'm sure mouth breather Eli Manning's not going to be happy for that. Also, another receiver, taking away the chances in the Giants. Golden Tate, he's not going to be available for them for at least four. Well, he's got a four-game suspension to serve for substance abuse policy stuff. The guys just can't learn the rules. Running back that I was touting last year in his rookie year, guy I liked a lot, and I think I have him in my dynasty league, but I am going to be looking at him in my keeper league this year later on. Kalen Ballage of the Dolphins. He has been seen working with the first team offense for a few practices now, with Kenyon Drake still on the team. This is looking more and more like a running back by committee in Miami. I still think Ballage is going to be the lesser used of the two backs between him and Kenyon Drake. For some reason, the Dolphins just don't want to put all their hopes into Kenyon Drake, which I don't understand, but if you're not going to do that, it's a good thing you have a guy like Kalen Ballage there. He's a big boy who can catch the ball out of the backfield and block well. I like Kalen Ballage. He's hanging right around now, right around wide running back 53, but as training camp goes on, expect that number to climb up a little bit. Kenyon Drake, on the other hand, solid at a running back 22 spot. And a guy who just cannot catch a break. After getting his shoulder back into some sort of working order, Andrew Luck is now going to miss some of his training camp with a nagging calf strain that he says is causing him pain. And he admitted that if he's in pain, he does not play very well. The good news out of all this is that right now there isn't any talk of surgery, and there isn't apparently any risk to his Achilles. There's no tears or swelling. Rookie running back Bryce Love, you know him. He's a Washington Redskins rookie. He's likely to miss the start of the season for the Redskins with his continued knee injury. And for anybody that watches college football, this isn't any kind of a surprise for fantasy GMs. Bryce Love has been dealing with injuries for the last two seasons at Stanford prior to joining the NFL. He continued to play while in college with these leg injuries, and frankly, I thought he should have sat out and got those things healed, because this is going to end up being a Todd Gurley type thing. Mark my words. Bryce Love is going to have more troubles in his NFL career with his legs than he should, because he overdid it while playing at Stanford in order to just get action on the field. He's currently on the active non-football injury list. And finally, in our news and notes, reports out of the Carolina Panthers camp is that Cam Newton has been working on changing his throwing motion as well as other changes to his routine. All of this in hopes of keeping him injury-free and off any injured list this season. His new throwing motion is more compact in hopes of cutting down on the torque put on his shoulder. Another minor change that was listed in fantasy football articles this week. Well, okay, not really listed in news articles this week. It's more of a thing you needed to see when he was on the sidelines talking. But it's Cam Newton's change in hairdo. He's walking around looking like he's got some kind of a tree grown out of the top of his head. I don't know what the hell he's thinking of doing. How's he going to wear his stupid little hats? But yeah, Cam Newton has gone total gangster rapper for training camp this year. And one change that should happen with Cam Newton but hasn't, I have noticed watching all the training drills and all the training camp video that he's still dancing around on the field like some sort of child. Cam, some news for you. Stop acting like a kid. Start acting like an adult. Every moment of your life on the football field isn't a version of friggin' Dance Dance Revolution. Grow up and be a professional football player. That's it. News and notes. It's time, everybody. We're going to end this show early. We're going to get into the club, and we're going to get you your Fantasy Girl of the Week. Here we go. Yeah, of course. And as the music was playing, I took a quick look at my little cell phone here, and I got a little news update. One more thing for the news. Josh Gordon, drug addict, wide receiver for the New England Patriots. He's applied for reinstatement. When is this guy going to learn that, you know, you may be talented, but you ain't a clean guy, and you're not really welcome in the NFL until you can get that stuff cleaned up a little bit. Josh Gordon applies for reinstatement. But with that, everybody, it's time for our Fantasy Girl of the Week. And I was hoping Dan could be here for this one because last week after the show was over, he goes, hey, do me a favor. Give me someone that's not a model, okay? So I said, all right, fine, I'll do that. So we did that this week. Check her out on the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com, the Fantasy Girl page. Our Fantasy Girl this week, and I would guarantee you, and he's pretty good at this. He probably would have gotten these measurements, but, well, we'll never know now. Our Fantasy Girl this week, Sarah Hyland. Sarah Jane Hyland is an American actress. She was born in Manhattan on November 24th, 1990, and she's most well known for her role as Haley Dunphy on the ABC sitcom Modern Family, for which she has received critical acclaim and numerous accolades and awards nominations. She's been acting since her first role as Howard Stern's daughter in the movie Private Parts. Hyland was diagnosed with kidney dysplasia as a young child and received a kidney transplant from her father in April of 2012. That kidney failed after a few years, leading to a second kidney transplant in September 2017, donated by her younger brother, Ian. In December 2018, Hyland said in Self magazine article that she had contemplated suicide because she felt she was a burden on her family and that she blamed herself for her body rejecting her father's kidneys. Since birth, she has undergone 16 surgeries to improve her health, including numerous kidney surgeries and a laparoscopic surgery to treat her endometriosis. Hyland is currently engaged to the Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise alum Wells Adams. They have lived together in Los Angeles since August of 2018 and announced their engagement in July of 2019. Sarah Hyland, the TV actress, has dark brown hair and green eyes. She stands 5'2" tall and weighs 102 pounds. Dan, oh, wait, he's not here. She wears a size 6 dress, and her measurements are 34, 25, 34, with a bra size of 32B. Sarah Hyland, your Fantasy Girl of the Week. Check her out on the website. And that's it, everybody, for this week. Remember, we have an episode for you next week where we're going to be going over all the news and notes. We're going to be updating you on the Beat the Host segment that's coming up for this season. We are going to have our predictions for the way each team is going to finish the NFL this year for the season, along with playoffs and Super Bowl predictions. We are going to do our first round, as we always do, our annual first round Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League Keeper League mock draft. We're going to go through each team and make our prediction as to who each team will pick. And as usual, we're usually 100% correct. And then, of course, a fantasy girl for you. That's it, everybody, for this week. Remember, you got questions, comments, concerns, email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or dan@strap1971@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to use the fan line, 414-520-8249. Leave a message. Leave a text. We'll get back to you. We'll play them on the air. We'll read them on the air. And everything will be great. Until next week, everybody, have a great one and be good.